Nathan Fraser Show, episode number 73, How to Be an Instagram Hustler with Trish Leto. All right, here we go.
Government is inefficient and should be dissolved.
What government should actually do is just leave people alone to buy and sell freely among themselves. If they just leave self-interested traders to compete with one another, markets are guided to positive outcomes as if by an invisible hand.
It's free markets that are moral because you only succeed if you meet the needs and wants of other people.
One of the hard things for people to understand is that the more you try to control an economy, the more quickly it falls apart.
Capitalism. God's way of determining who is smart and who is poor.
All right, free market squad in the place to be. We are back up in your ear holes, and I've got Trish Leto on the air with me today. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule, a busy schedule as we were talking about before we started. You are a mompreneur. You got a family and a business, and I don't know how you do that.
I don't know how I do it either, to be honest with you.
Well, a lot of work on both fronts, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's really focusing on that why, you know, so that's kind of like my pushing point every day.
That's awesome. So we're going to be talking about Instagram today, and I have to be completely honest. I am not even at noob status with Instagram. I still haven't even started an Instagram account yet, but I'm thoroughly intrigued by what you're doing. And I see a lot of I know a lot of the audience are into Instagram. I'm more of a Facebook guy, but you seem to be rocking it on both. I don't even want to say seem. You are rocking it on both Facebook and Instagram. So before we jump into it, kind of give people a little bit of a background as to who you are and what your presence, your reason for being on social media, both Facebook and Instagram is.
So, first of all, thank you, Nathan, so much for having me on today. I really appreciate it. You are very inspirational to me. I am a huge fan, and I follow your work as a copywriter, and I'm really you're amazing. So I just want to throw that out there and say thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thank you.
So a little bit about me is, so I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. I was a helicopter mechanic in the Navy for 4 years. I got out in August of 2000, and just explain to you why I do what I do today. When I got out of the military, a big thing for me was it was very frustrating to find something that I could do to make the kind of money that I made in the military at a civilian level. So until I went out there and I got my airframes and power plants certification, I couldn't do helicopter mechanic stuff in the civilian piece. And quite frankly, I didn't want to go to school for all of that. I just spent 4 years learning it and implementing it into my everyday as a military person. So I stumbled into the mortgage industry shortly after getting out, and I did that. I've been doing that for 17 years. But in between all of that, you know, there was the market crash in 2007, right? And I was one of the last companies to get laid off, the company that I worked for. And it put a lot of things into perspective of, you know, I didn't have anything to fall back on. I had nothing to fall back on. There was no, I think MySpace had just kind of come out and Facebook had just kind of come out, and, you know, people are starting to do that thing. But I didn't really know anything about digital marketing or, you know, trying to sell products and services online and teach people how to do things online. And that put me in a really, put me in a corner. I quickly depleted all of my life savings. I lost my house. I lost my house to foreclosure. I was in extreme debt, and it was very, very scary. And so I met the love of my life. We got married, 6 years ago, and I have two small children now, and I do have a full-time job. I have a corporate job. I'm very lucky. I get to work remotely from home. But having this job and having my two kids, I look at my kids and I'm going, there's no way in God's green earth, if this were to happen again, we wouldn't survive if I didn't have a plan B. And so a few years ago, I was, you know, I had been doing like direct sales stuff. I was a health and fitness coach and this, that, the next thing, but I didn't really know what I was doing on the social media piece of it. So I had a Facebook page and I went live a couple of times. It was extremely nerve-wracking for me at the time, you know, and I had an Instagram account. And as a health and fitness person, I was, you know, creating like healthy recipes, and my kind of like my background with my dad. My dad was, he owned restaurants. So I grew up in the restaurant industry and catering industry. So I knew, I've always known how to cook. I've known how to present my dishes and plate things really nicely. So that became like my thing on Instagram, because that's a very visual platform. And before I knew it, I was getting a following. And people were like, you know, interested in, you know, watching my journey and joining my journey and, you know, being a part of this thing that I was doing. So I was doing it on Facebook, but I found that my following on Instagram was just growing super fast. And it was because I was just super consistent with it. And so that's kind of what led me to doing what I do now. And I teach people how to get that organic engagement on Instagram. So I grew my following by like less than 500 people to almost 2,000 people in like 2.5 months. Completely organically. I never paid for anything. I just was consistent and I knew how to do it right. And so now I teach people that, and I'm like, my students are seeing some great results, and it's just amazing. And I love what I do, and I love teaching it. I love to teach it.
So that's amazing. First of all, let's kind of get into what sets Instagram apart from other social media, because I prefer Facebook because I'm a writer, and Facebook mm-hmm. allows me to write, unlike most of the other applications out there. What is it about Instagram? What type of content is best for Instagram? What does the platform favor?
So I love when people ask me this question, because I feel like when I answer it, there are so many people out there that go, oh yeah, I could totally do that. So Instagram started out as like a photographer's platform. Like, it literally started out because photography didn't feel like they had like a real big place. And you won't necessarily find so much of an article out there talking about this, but just in my research, that the background of Instagram, that's definitely what I found. So it's a very visual platform, and it's a storytelling platform. So, so if you're a copywriter, like for Nathan, you are amazing at what you do in copywriting, the way that you do what you do is you put very controversial, like you do a lot of like very controversial things in your posts, and you bring in that engagement, whether it's positive or negative, it doesn't matter. You get people to talk about the thing, right? And you could equally do that on Instagram. It's just got to be more of a visual thing. So it's either a video, a photograph. It could be a photograph that brings people in with a sympathetic post or an empathetic post. It could be somebody who, you know, just connects with you and resonates with you. So there are definitely, like for e-commerce, Instagram is very much like it invites people to make those empathetic purchases. So that's why I love that platform so much. It's definitely more visual. It's definitely more of a storytelling piece. So if you had a business model on Facebook where you're just posting stuff, and you don't necessarily have to have all those emojis and all that stuff going on, but what you put out there makes people talk about things, you could equally do that on Instagram. You just have to make sure that you're using the right hashtags to attract that ideal audience. And you have to make sure that you are incorporating more of a storytelling piece into it and making it a little bit more visual, a little bit more of a, hey, I'm scrolling. Ooh, I need to stop and look at this. So that's why it's a powerful platform for pretty much any niche, but fitness, health and fitness are huge because it's visual. Food is visual, right? There's a lot of people that do paleo stuff that are killing it on Instagram. The vegans are killing it on Instagram. Even real estate, like there's just, again, visual, right? So real estate, so health and fitness is huge. Photography is huge. You know, the moms and dads out there who create things and have like an Etsy store, right? Headbands for little girls, things like that. These are things that people love. Photography is still very huge on Instagram because, again, it's photography. It's visual. So I hope that answers your question, but that's pretty much it. I mean, it could be literally anything. If you can tell a story about it or provide a visual aspect of it, whether it's a photograph or a video, if you can grab your audience's attention, then you've got a place to do it on Instagram.
Nice. So it sounds like if you've got like a physical or some sort of product that you can actually photograph, you can really kill it on, like you were saying, real estate. I would imagine if you do arts and crafts, jewelry, stuff like that, you probably could do very well on Instagram.
Absolutely. Like, there's a guy right now that I'm friends with on Facebook, and he has been posting about his daughter plays with like clay. Like, she plays with like this like slimy clay thing, and they make videos of it. She's literally just, it's just her hand playing with the slime, and she's gotten over 2,000 followers in like 2 weeks time.
Wow. So it's not, it's not just photographs then, it's also video. Are there limitations on the video?
So if you go live on Instagram, it's similar to Facebook, because by the way, Facebook owns Instagram now. So that's another thing that people need to kind of keep in check, is that, or in mind, I should say, is that the algorithm is going to be very similar, in that when it's more organic, they love it. Both platforms love it, right? So you can do video like a live on Instagram. If you post a video on Instagram, it has to be 60 seconds or less. So 1 minute videos are awesome.
Okay. And that's perfect for the attention span of people that are scrolling through on their cell phone.
Absolutely.
So does Instagram have like a desktop version of it, or is it cell phone app only?
So you can do a desktop or cell phone. The mobile version is definitely better, but I like using desktop to edit and set up your profile, because you have a little bit more workroom to do that. And then you can use the Emoji Encyclopedia. There's a couple of different websites that you can use, but I use Emoji Encyclopedia, and I use a lot of emojis around the text of my bio. And I suggest this to my students and to my clients, because it really helps to attract that visual. You know, people land on your page and they land on your bio and they're looking at your bio. If you have a ton of emojis around there that represent what your business is, it's that much more eye-catching. So it helps.
Nice. So what kind of audience is on Instagram?
So a huge percentage of Instagram are millennials, which is fantastic, right? So it's definitely a younger crowd, but I will say this, the more attention that comes to this platform being visual, and for business owners that they can really use it to get their products and their service out there, it's happening. Like, it's growing dramatically. There are a lot of veterans on Instagram too. Percentages, couldn't throw those out there, wouldn't want to, because it changes literally, like, you know, like the pendulum swings, you know. So it's a very, very highly saturated millennial platform, and which is a good thing for anybody, because this is what I tell people. Oh, well, my audience isn't millennials. It doesn't matter. If millennials are on this platform, the vast majority of the platform are millennials. Just because your audience isn't necessarily millennials, their parents could be, their grandparents could be, aunts, uncles, friends. If they see something that they think is really cool and you're sitting at a family function and they show it to you, you know, or they email it to you, or they tweet it out, your stuff is being shared on a global level all over these different platforms. So it's huge. And I feel like it's like really and truly, because, you know, so Facebook has over 2 billion people. YouTube has 1.5 billion people. Instagram has over 700 million people globally every day using it. So wow. Really and truly, it is the number two social media platform, because YouTube isn't really a platform. You know, it's video, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's huge.
So how do... And again, I'm completely ignorant of how Instagram works. So if my questions come off sounding completely ignorant, that's why. How do like memes and the stuff that kind of populate Facebook, do they have an audience there, or is it specifically pictures without print on top of them? How's the meme community on Instagram?
So take everything that you see on Facebook, right? And think about it. Okay, so it's Facebook, right? Memes are huge on Instagram. Huge.
Okay.
The big thing with Instagram is, so with Facebook, you put it out there, you're building your audience because you're going into different groups, you know, especially as a digital marketer, or even really anybody, but you're going out there and you're posting in different groups and you're providing value in different groups and information about your business or what you know how to do, whatever thing it is. And that's typically how you attract people to your business and to your group. People come and check out your profile, they get to know you, you know, they DM you, whatever, message you, whatever. So with Instagram, it's that whole thing is still done. It's kind of similar, but instead of going to different groups, you're going to different pages, and it's the pages that have the most engagement on the hashtags that you would use the most for your business. So Instagram is hashtags. It's all about the hashtag usage. That's how you know what you're doing is right. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that misuse hashtags. Like the hashtag love is used by over 1 billion people. So Nathan, if you were to start up an Instagram account, if you use the hashtag love, it would do you an injustice because that's already being saturated by so many people who have such a huge following. You wouldn't have a chance to rank in your feed for the people who have similar interests to your niche. And so you wouldn't want to use that kind of a hashtag.
Okay. And what's when it comes to like advertising on Instagram, how well does Facebook integrate the advertising experience or the advertisement experience into the traditional or the regular feed? Do ads stand out and get ignored, or do ads feel more natural? How does that whole thing work on Instagram?
So it's actually really interesting that you're asking me that, because in the last 2 weeks, we have found, and I say we, meaning like the you know, my tribe, my students, we have found that it's incredible. It's very powerful and useful what Instagram can do in conjunction with Facebook. So I have a student, for instance, I'll give you a really good example. I have a student who has a car dealership client that he took on a couple weeks ago. And the car dealership didn't already have an Instagram account, but they were interested in having one. So my student designed an Instagram account for the car dealership. They had 7 followers. And what he did was he just did a couple of posts to really grab. He did a ton of research. He, you know, really dug into my course, and he used hashtags that were going to attract the right kind of people for this car dealership. And so long story short, they used this post that he got a bunch of engagement on with only 7 followers, but they had so much engagement on this post. They were running Facebook ads for the car dealership. Once they got all this engagement on the Instagram post, they started taking the Facebook ad that they had and pushing it also to Instagram, because you can do that to the particular post. You just put in the post ID. And they put in the post ID. Within 1 week, that car dealership ended up selling over $100,000 worth of inventory.
Wow. So it's a very powerful advertising platform then.
If you use it properly and you get that organic engagement first, it is just as powerful as Facebook, if not more. And when you use them together, it's like brother and sister. It's just fantastic how well it works together.
Oh, see, now you're piquing my interest. I've been playing around with Facebook ads and getting good mixed results, mostly good results, though, for probably three years now. And I've kind of hesitated. Like I said, I'm completely new to the whole Instagram thing. But now at the end of this interview, I think I might be starting up an account. So what are some tips for people that, like you said, you need to get that organic in order for the paid promotional to work? What are some tips that you could give to people for getting the organic reach?
So one of the most important things, and you know this very well yourself, one of the most important things everybody has to realize is, when you do pick that thing, whatever it is, your niche, whatever it is, you have to be really consistent with how often you post on Instagram. So if you want a really strong following and really strong engagement, you need to post 3 times a day, morning, afternoon, and night. And the reason for that is because it's global. It's a global platform. So you want to make sure that if you post in the morning, that the folks who are still sleeping, right, or it's their nighttime, that they see that post in the morning when they wake up. But they're seeing that you're consistent. So it's another platform, but you're still serving people. You're still putting your stuff out there. So you have to be consistent. Another tip is, do not use automation at all. Like, do not use any automation on Instagram. Don't use eClincher. Don't use Hootsuite. If you do that, what happens is you attract more of, basically, you attract what you're putting out there. So if you use automation to post on Instagram, then you're going to attract automated likes, automated engagement. So you want to attract that organic engagement by being organic and posting manually. If you don't do this on any other platform, please do this on Instagram, because otherwise you'll get 20 followers one day and then you'll drop 10 the next day. I have so many people that come back to me and go, why did this happen? I'm like, well, are you using some sort of automation? Yep, that's why. So the other really important thing, like I mentioned earlier, is do your research, your market research, and make sure you know what hashtags you should be using for the following that you are setting up. Okay, so if you are brand spanking new, you don't want to use hashtags that are being saturated by people who have, you know, 5,000 plus followers. You want to use hashtags that are being used by like people with 500 followers or 1,000 followers. And you have to be engaging. You have to really go out there and look and see what the competition is doing, what kind of engagement they're getting. And you'd want to do this similar things, right? If somebody's killing it out there, then do what they're doing. Just, you know, do it your way, your own way. And just, you know, be prepared. It's going to take time. Especially if you don't use automation, it does take time to build up that audience and get people, you know, building that know, like, and trust factor. It's no different on Instagram than Facebook. So you have to be patient and just be consistent.
So is there like actual conversations going on like Twitter or Facebook have where you can comment and you can comment on the comments? Or is it more like Snapchat where the engagement is limited?
It is absolutely like Facebook. You can comment and you can hit reply. So you can comment on a post and then the person who did it can reply to you and the other person can reply back. So you can go back and forth. You don't have like the emojis to like, love, send a flower, laugh, all that good stuff, you know, but you can put emojis from your phone or whatever, you know, and do all that. But yeah, as far as the engagement is concerned, you can do that. You can direct message people. They call it DM on Instagram for whatever reason. But you can do that. And you can't do, there's no opportunity to like, you know, post GIFs or anything like that. So it's just right now, it's just text and emojis that you can use.
Okay. So you've given me a lot to start off with. I'm sure that there's listeners that are probably way further along than me, and I'm hoping that they got something awesome out of this as well. You mentioned a couple times throughout this interview, you mentioned your course. I want to let you plug that, but I first wanted to know, I always like to ask anybody that comes on if they have a lead magnet or some sort of free gift that they can give out to the listeners. You said that you do. What is it and where can people go to get it?
So, I will provide you a link, but you can also, I have a website, trishlito.com, and the, it's 10 red hot secrets to organic engagement. And when I say 10 red hot, like there are people that have come to me and messaged me back and said, oh my God, this is literally a course within a PDF. It's basically a super, super, super condensed version of my course. Nice. So it is a lot of information. And if you implement it, you will see a difference in your business. I have people come back and tell me that they get 50 followers in a week and a ton more engagement on their stuff just by implementing everything that I provide in those 10 red hot secrets. So yeah, that's available at trishlito.com.
Awesome. And you do have a course, you've mentioned it a couple times, and you said that you've got some kind of promotion going on for it right now that's very time relevant. So I would really appreciate it if you let the listeners know about that.
So I was actually going to make it through Friday, which is tomorrow, but I'm going to extend it through until Monday, which is Labor Day. Actually, I might even just do it through Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day. And so what I'm doing is my course is regularly priced at $497. And when I say that, it's definitely worth it, $2,000, if not more. And I'm not just saying that because I created it. There's just so much information in there. We cover Instagram 101. We cover content creation. There's a content creation calendar. We cover affiliate marketing. There's a bunch of bonuses in there. I actually have a wine bot that I did with my wine business that brought people from a Facebook ad through an entire conversation all the way through to booking a call with me to want to learn about the wine business. And I've got that I walk people through how to use the Facebook Messenger, the ManyChat, whatever. And then there's an additional bonus where I teach people how to essentially guest blog so that they can sound like an expert in their industry, even if they're not yet. There's another bonus that has basically a vault where I did I interview industry experts, which you need to get in there too. I am excited to talk with you and make that happen. So what I'm doing is I'm offering that course for $97, just $97. And what I'm doing through Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day, is offering to donate 50% of the proceeds to the city of Houston to help the American Red Cross and the folks out there who literally have lost everything due to the hurricane / tropical storm Harvey.
Awesome. I see so many people being hypocritical and saying what other people should do to help the people in Houston. And you're somebody that's actually stepping up and putting your business on the line. So I really appreciate that. Where can people go to get the course?
They can also go to trishlito.com. And like I said, I'll send you some links too, because the $97 offer, I need to update that on my website. So I'll send you the link if you want to incorporate that into the podcast, if they're, you know, listening. But I will try to get that link as a standalone deal through Tuesday on my website and make sure that I blog that out and make that very evident to people so that they can get it immediately.
Nice. That will definitely be in the show notes. So if you're listening, check the show notes to get the link to that course. Trish, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate all the knowledge that you've dropped on this episode. And if people want to find your Instagram account, where do they need to go?
So my personal account that I've grown is Trish_Lito. So @TrishLito. I have another one that's called digital_Trish_IG. So digital Trish IG for Instagram. And I post some stuff about that for my free group as well. And if you are interested, if you are on Facebook and you're interested in getting some, you know, just free information and free nuggets every day, I do have a free group. It's called Instagram for the Hustlers. We are a spam-free zone. I like to throw that out there. But we do drop a lot of knowledge every day. And if you're interested in learning more about Instagram, you're not quite ready to dive into a course yet, you're welcome to come in there and come check us out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on. Until next time, Free Market Squad, be your own boss. Hashtag BYO boss.
Free minds, free markets, free people.
Hey, I've got a real quick question for you. Are your advertising efforts not getting the response you expected? Would you like them to perform better? If so, I've got something that'll help you out. Before you spend another dime on advertising, head on over to my website and download your free copywriting consumer awareness guide. In it, you'll discover 4 red flags that can help you avoid hiring a bad copywriter, 9 foundational elements that every good sales message should include, 3 questions you must ask before you spend a penny on sales copy, 4 secret editing tricks that'll drive people to keep reading your ads, and a whole lot more. Want to get the most out of your advertising budget? Head on over to freemarketsquad.com/copyguide and claim your free copywriting consumers awareness guide today.